The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to start today with the suggestion that there may be some rogue taxi drivers out there who are deliberately going by the long route in order to bring people to their destination. Maybe not Irish people who have been targeted, although if you have had that experience, let us know. But An Garda Síochána has launched a specific campaign targeting the possibility that taxi drivers are bringing foreign tourists the long way to their destination. Joe Heron is president of the Irish Taxi Drivers Federation. What do you make of the Gardaí going public on this?
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. First of all, I would find it totally unacceptable that anybody would take, any taxi driver would take somebody the long way around, whether they're Irish or foreign tourists. It's totally unacceptable. But I wonder how much that is done without malice. For example, Matt, I seen that it was somewhere near the airport that they were doing it for people coming in from the airport, and they were checking on routes to see where they were going. And I just wonder if, like, some of it was done to take somebody a faster route rather than the shortest route.
The fastest route rather than the shortest route, but would that actually still cost somebody more?
It can do indeed, yeah. For example, I think the M50 is one where passengers are quite often given the choice of if they want to travel on the M50. It is considerably longer, but is considerably faster. Some passengers that know the route will say yes, some will say no.
But how much more expensive might it be if you were to take the M50, as well as the tolls, which the passenger will have to pay, mm-hmm. might you also end up having to pay many euros more because of the additional distance involved?
Well, it depends on where you're going, of course. But yes, if the passenger knows the way. For example, if you live in Temple Oak, Matt, and you wanted to go to Temple Oak from the airport, and you wanted to go in a hurry, and you've been from here, you would know which is the shortest and which is the fastest way. And you might just say, yes, I'm in an awful hurry, take me the M50 to Temple Oak, please.
Okay, what about using sat-navs to make the decision, even on people's phones? Should somebody getting into a taxi check with the driver saying, I've looked this up on my phone, this tells me this is the fastest way, this is the way I want you to go?
Well, they're quite entitled to do that, and no taxi driver should certainly object to them saying that. And I, for one, would have been very happy if somebody said to me, I'm going to Temple Oak, I want to go via Dorset Street or Drumcondra, Dorset Street, and so on, and up Parrell's Cross that way. I'm delighted when somebody tells me which way they want to go, because then you know that they're happy.
Now, it has been reported today the Gardaí have special checkpoints mounted close to the airport, to Dublin Airport this afternoon, because apparently they've done this a few spot checks recently. They detected four drivers taking a longer route, one overcharging, and apparently they did the same 2 weeks ago, and they found six drivers taking the longer route and three overcharging. Now, if they're only doing spot checks and they find that so quickly, is that not worrying?
It is, most certainly is worrying. And as I say to you, we would totally object to anybody taking somebody the long way around just for to get more money from that passenger. Absolutely, it is a horrible thing to do.
What sort of then punishments are there if somebody is caught for doing that?
I think for overcharging is an on-the-spot fine, and for taking the long route around, it's a court appearance.
A court appearance. Have you heard of taxi drivers been brought to court in these circumstances?
Not in recent times at all, no.
Okay. So what's your message to taxi drivers, given that the Gardaí has started this clampdown?
Well, it will be the same as always. Do the best that you can for your customer. They are the ones that are paying your wages. So take them by the best route possible and give them the choice.
Thank you very much for joining us. Joe Heron, President of the Irish Taxi Drivers Federation.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.